Our research goal is to scientifically look at conductive cooling. So conductive cooling is using conduction to cool the cow. So a lot of current systems are using evaporative or convective cooling. And in this case, we're putting a cool surface near her body, continuously removing the heat, and then the heat will continue to flow from her skin and into, in this case, the waterbed. As the ambient temperature gets hotter, you move into moderate stress, and you'll see more panting, a little bit of an increase in body temperature if she's not quite keeping up, and you might start to see a decrease in milk production. You can see decreases in fertility. As you continue to go towards severe stress, you can have it take months for the cow to recover. You can have a severe drop in milk production. You could have her abort, and ultimately she can die. The basic design of what we're using is a water-filled mat. I mean, it's also called a waterbed for cows, which is a commercial product, but it's designed for cushioning and not for cooling, so it's a static layer of water. We trimmed off the corner and we inserted a bulkhead fitting on two opposite diagonal corners so we can pump the water through the bed and maintain it at 40 or 50 degrees. And to support the cooling system, we have pipes going in and out, and we have pumps, and then we take the water into a separate room where we have an aquarium chiller, plus we're supplementing with ice baths. We take respiration rates and skin temperature 5 times a day, and then we're taking sweating rate and body temperature 2x a day. So we're trying to track how much are we affecting the milk production by relieving the heat stress.
So anaerobic digestion refers to a system that basically takes an organic substrate, or a substrate that contains carbon, and traps it in an anaerobic environment, which means an environment that has no oxygen or very little oxygen. And this allows a certain group of bacteria and microorganisms to break down that carbon and convert it ultimately into methane and CO2. After you get the biogas in the pipes, it's sent to a generator where it is combusted, and you make electricity and also waste heat. Right now, this waste heat is just being dumped to the atmosphere through radiators. So we see that as a loss of energy that, if we recaptured it, could be used for other applications on the farm. And so this will feed into the conductive cooling experiment, basically as the source of energy powering that system. Okay, so the data we're taking with this system is data on the energy flows. So we want to create a rough energy balance to see where all that biogas is being delivered or where it's being lost. And the additional part that we're doing for this study, the particular metric we're looking at, is the amount of heat that's being dumped to the radiator. So it's the amount of energy that's not being used for any application on the farm currently. When you have energy can be converted into any other form of energy with some amount of loss. It might seem counterintuitive to take heat and convert it into cooling, but actually this is very easy to do. It's you use a simple reverse heat pump. In our case, we'd use an absorbent chiller. But it's essentially it's a refrigerator that doesn't use electricity. It uses natural gas, or in this case, biogas. The question is whether that amount of heat is enough to justify the installation, the capital cost of a whole conductive cooling system. So this is a project funded by NYSERDA. Their goal is to make New York State more energy efficient and energy independent. And so we view anaerobic digestion as a sustainable agricultural practice because it is using existing resources that are produced on the farm that are unavoidable to produce energy and to produce valuable resources.